Welcome to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com. Today I'm chatting to the rather wonderful George Wilkinson. Hello, George.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Cheers, Sarah.
So here you are. You're a coach who joined us not only to take the mentoring program, but also to take our coaching diploma. So if we go back to the beginning of George's discovery of coaching, how did you find coaching in the first place?
Well, originally I was working for a corporate organization, and I did a three-day coaching course back in 2008. And that was really around the SMART principle. And I started coaching a couple of members in my team. And that didn't go on for too long, only for a few months. And then the whole project then failed. And that was the end of that, effectively.
But you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. I thought, this is it. This is what I want to do. But I didn't really, or I couldn't really continue it. I didn't have the opportunity to continue at the time, but I had a real taste for something that I enjoy.
So a fuse was lit, a slow burning fuse.
You could say that, yeah, definitely.
So how long did it burn and when did it explode?
Yeah, well, so I got a coach. I had a coach for 3 years, a guy called Danny, and he kept saying to me, you need a coach. You know, that was one of his sort of conversations that cropped up now and again, because I was writing a book and he was coaching me through this process. And I thought, no, I can't, because what I was doing was I was comparing myself to him. And I thought he was a wonderful coach, and he really sort of stretched my mind, and he got me to take on sort of various challenges that I never thought I could do, so on and so forth. But I just kept comparing myself to him, so I thought, no way.
So when you thought of coach, you thought of him?
When I thought of coach, I thought of him, and I used him basically as the bar, you know.
Okay. So then what? What happened next?
Well, what happened then was that I was kind of, I wrote and published a book. I had a book published back in September 2020. And you know, that was all around the sort of lockdowns and COVID, etc. And I actually meditate, and I went back to my teacher, who I go to now and again for a check, and I had an epiphany. And I thought, you know, I'm going to have to effectively focus my attention in one direction. And I thought, it's coaching. That's what it is. And Danny was right all along.
And you were right in 2008 when you thought, this is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So the journey started back in 2008. I had some experience back then, but I thought, yeah, I'm going to have to do something about it in 2020.
So what did you do?
So I actually joined the a course with the Tony Robbins and Chloe McDonald's Institute. And I went on a life coaching course, kind of a year-long journey of that. And it wasn't very soon afterwards that I did, you know, really sort of resonate. And I kind of went back to those days in 2008-09 when I was coaching back then. And I also, through the experience that I learned with Danny, was kind of really reliving some of those moments and some of the things and words of encouragement that he was saying to me, I was saying to other people during that course. And I sort of relit that passion.
Yeah, brilliant. So you finished that course. How did you find us?
Well, I was looking at another organization, an organization that was that had been training, coaching, well, really mentoring entrepreneurs. And what they were doing was they were the chap that run the organization was a trained coach, and I think that it was his sort of long passion to actually start off an organization for coaches, basically to mentor new coaches. And I was very much interested in what they were doing, but I needed someone to compare it against. So one of the things that he was quoting was the old ICF, a figure of 82%. And I did a good old Google search for 82%. And your face popped up.
All over the place. Yeah.
I thought, who's this crowd? I never heard of them before, the Coaching Revolution. So I was using you guys as a comparison and thinking that all the time I was just using you as a comparison, but I would go down this other route. And something was biting away at my part of my mind, saying, hold on a second, these guys might actually have something in them. So the more I looked and the more I started chatting to yourself, I thought to myself, hold on a second, I'm no longer using you just as a comparison. Actually, you're sort of sticking out in front.
Okay, that's interesting. That's really interesting. And so you did join us, and you joined us to take our ICF accredited coaching diploma as well as the mentoring program. So what led you to do that? Because that's not what you were looking for initially, was it?
No, what led me to do that was one thing that the other organization did talk about basically was having some sort of credibility. And I felt and thought that although that I did definitely dip into the world of coaching with the Robbins Institute, I didn't feel it was enough. I felt that I wanted to explore and experience more, because although I was going through it, and I did learn quite a bit, and I learned a few different techniques for those guys, because they teach what's called strategic intervention techniques, I felt that actually what I wanted to do was have more credibility. And therefore, I looked also at your ICF accreditation process, and I'm very, very much glad that I went on that journey. There's no shadow of a doubt there.
So you're currently on our coaching diploma that's taught by the marvellous ex-Rachel Wade, now Riley Chase, who I think you probably know was also somebody that I've done some training with, which is why she does our training for us. So how are you finding that?
Yeah, well, I'm finding it excellent, actually, because, I mean, as well as understanding what ICF wants and gaining some insight into that, which obviously immediately does teach you to coach in a different style from what I was used to. One of the powerful things about taking the course with Riley is that you take any topic whatsoever with respect to coaching, and she'll expand on it and sort of dive deep on it for 10, 15, 20 minutes even, if need be. And she'll go right into the sort of psychology behind it. And I think she's a wonderful person and a wonderful teacher. Mm. So I'm really glad that I did that, because it's definitely expanded my awareness about coaching and some of the techniques that are behind it.
Mm. Yeah. I also think she's a pretty amazing
person. Yeah. And she's a character as well. She's a character.
Well, aren't all the best people?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there you are, taking a coaching diploma, and you start our mentoring program as well, our marketing diploma course at the same time. So the two will run together over a 12-month period, by which time you'll not only be a wonderfully qualified coach, you will also have your marketing nailed. Now, one of the reasons that I particularly wanted to chat to you on a podcast is because I think, or I have the impression, that you are something of a perfectionist. And I wondered how that and the idea of marketing have played together.
Yeah, I think that you're, I think that you're right. As perfectionists, and it's also, having the sort of the courage and sort of the vulnerability to be able to sort of expose yourself and start to talk about it. And there's also, I was bitten in the past, because when I was working with my coach and starting to get my name out there with respect to marketing myself and my book, I did put a video onto a sort of Facebook group, and you know, I had a couple of bad comments on it. So that kind of put me off a bit, you know, that sort of made me sort of retract into my shell, so to speak. But yes, I'm somewhat of a perfectionist, and it was only really the sort of session that we had the other night on the Monday Night Live session that I thought this was actually meant for me.
Which was confirmed at the end of it by me sending you a message saying I'm talking to you.
Yeah, yeah. And when you were writing that message, I thought I'm going to get a message.
Yeah. Just for people listening, we were on a Zoom call and I said I was just going to send a quick private message before we ended the call, and everyone on the call looked to see if they were going to get a message, and George clearly knew it was for him.
Yeah.
The way that your perfectionism showed up from where I'm standing, because I appreciate completely opposite ends of the spectrum, is that you appeared to be trying to create a whole jigsaw puzzle picture before you could present your face to the world. Now that I know that somebody, isn't it amazing how these trolls that make these stupid comments, who are keyboard warriors, who would never say these things to your face, isn't it interesting how personally we take it?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. As a result of that, basically, I thought, well, no, I'm going to retract into my shell, basically. Nice and safe place. That was about, well, probably 18, 19 months ago now. And that still resonated up until fairly recently.
Mm. Yeah, so as I was saying, from my perspective, it's like, oh, no, I can't do that because I haven't done this, and I can't do that because this isn't right. And I get that. There are a lot of moving parts, aren't there, in the beginning when you start to market. And one of the big things, I think, that we try to really nail home is that progress is better, or action perhaps is a better way of putting it. Action is better than perfection.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I get the whole moving parts thing, because there is a lot of parts, aspects to it. And Jen Mahindra, who's my mentor, you know, I've been sort of pushing and prodding, and she's been sort of saying, no, just do X, do Y. And basically what she's saying to me is, just start taking action, George. And it was really the so I started to do some posts, and you know, I'm thinking, well, she's saying, well, you need to post something. Well, I'm posting, not very much. And then, you know, I think I was kind of bubbling underneath the surface, and we had the Monday Night Live session, and I just thought, sod it, let's do it and get some action in there. And actually, it's very interesting because, you know, after I posted specifically trying to target my ICA, my client avatar, within sort of 2-3 days, I thought, that's it. You know, that the floodgates are open, basically. And now I'm sitting now creating posts in advance, effectively, and starting to craft up, you know, what I need to do in the future. So I'm thinking ahead all the time.
Brilliant. It's like being set free, isn't it? Once you get past that mind monkey that goes, I can't be seen. In your case, you're back in your shell. But once you get past that and realise that basically you won't die. And that's what it comes down to, isn't it? Because the amount of fear we feel, it feels like we might die, but you don't. And then once you've not died, it's like...
Yeah. Exactly. Once you've not died and you start to get a bit of engagement back, and you know, I've now got just in the past sort of, you know, just in the past few days, the past 4 or 5 days, you know, the amount of views that I've now got on my profile, and the number of people that are following me, and some, you know, sort of bizarre sort of characters are following me, some unusual characters. There's I've got an Arab following me, you know, it's sort of so unusual character. So I'm thinking, well, fine, let's go for it.
Absolutely. You may well fit your ideal client avatar.
Maybe.
You may well be an IT professional. So here you are now. We're still not very far in, because when did you join us? Was it like end of last year, beginning of this year?
Yeah, beginning of this year, I think, sort of. That's when I really
Okay, so you're only 4 months in. And already you've had massive, well, from where I'm standing, tectonic sized mindset shifts. Where do you think you're going to be in another 9 or 10 months' time?
Well, I don't know, because it was only, I mean, sort of 3 days into really sort of pushing the rock over the hill and letting go, and following through with some sort of action in the right direction. You know, I ended up getting a message from a guy that I used to know many moons ago. And he said, you know, I saw a post, you know, we need to talk. And the following day, we had a telephone conversation, basically, where he wanted to push some work my way that was not related to coaching. And then we eventually got on to talk about coaching. And he's got, you know, a referral that he wants to put my way, someone that he knows that's, because I spoke of my ideal client. Mm. And he says, yeah, I've got the perfect person for you, basically. So he's now pushing that person in my direction. And in where I'll be in 4 months' time, I've no idea. I mean, I can only, you know, after just really sort of letting go in the past week and already getting this sort of engagement, I've no idea. But, you know, I'm really glad that I've made the move without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Really glad.
Nice to watch.
Yes. Yeah. And the feedback was really good as well. I mean, that's what's encouraging from, you know, from the coaching revelation. Some people that are obviously like yourself and other people that are keeping an eye at as well, getting that sort of level of engagement as well, and encouragement and words of, just encouragement, really. It's nice to have, because I must admit, when I was kind of exposing myself about 18 months ago on social media, I had no strategy. I had no community. I had nothing behind me, basically, apart from a phone call with my coach every 2 or 3 weeks saying, you know, keep on going, which was great, which is nice to have. But I know that it's almost like I've got a bit of a warm blanket around me at the moment, which is very, very different. Very different.
Oh, I like that. Coaching Revolution is a warm blanket around you.
Yeah, well, that's what it feels like.
That's a lovely metaphor. Metaphor, yes. At the moment there, couldn't remember. honestly, it's my age. I forget stuff, but it tends to be, words. I forget words mid-sentence, which gets very entertaining. So if somebody's listening and they're thinking, oh, I'm where he was. I thought coaching was quite cool, but probably not for me yet. What words of encouragement would you have?
What was expected trying to get into coaching?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my situation really is that, you know, a few years back, I got to that point in life where I kind of seen it, been it done, got the t-shirt, and I got to a point where I wanted to give back. And I think through my situation is, you know, having a level of experience that, and turning myself to someone that, something rather, that actually I'll be able to give back with, you know, the right amount of training. But I think also with respect to coaching, you know, things like wisdom, things like emotional intelligence, they all sort of contribute towards it. So I would say that, you know, if you want to dive into the world of coaching, and you know you have some experience in a particular area, you feel that you've got, you know, something to offer back to the world, and don't want to radically sort of change your direction, because, you know, a few years ago I was thinking of becoming a chiropractic or something completely wild, and I thought there's a massive investment, whereas just being worldly wise, I think, actually adds itself and contributes towards the world of coaching. So if you're in that place, I would say definitely look into it, you know, definitely give it some sort of thought and consideration, and speak to someone who already coaches as well. Because it's like anything, I suppose, that, you know, people will get the wrong impression and the wrong understanding of what coaching actually is. until you speak to a real coach. You take, for example, me talking to Riley and really understanding some of the concepts and what's going on inside people's head and the psychology. I believe through her, I'm really getting to grips now with actually what it's like to be a coach. So I think speaking to someone who does it is absolutely paramount.
Absolutely. And one of the things, as a round off to our conversation, one of the things that I find really a combination of very amusing and incredibly frustrating is that when you try to describe coaching to somebody, you say, well, I'm going to ask you a lot of really good questions. I'm going to make you think and I'll listen carefully to your answers. And people look at you like you're mad. It's like, well, why would I pay you to do that? And that is why so many coaches struggle to create financially viable coaching businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's the right sort of questions. It's the right questions at the right time. And also actively listening to what the client has to say, because you can ask questions to the cows come up, obviously they're the wrong questions.
Absolutely.
If you listen actively to what they're saying and pick up on the various keywords, then yeah.
And the thing that Riley used to say that really, really stuck in my head was, you're not just listening to the words, you're listening to the spaces in between the words.
And sometimes what they're not saying as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it is fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. George, thank you very much and good luck. I look forward to watching you soar.
Well, I'm sure I shall.
Of course you will. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Sarah. Thank you.
You've been listening to Coffee with the Coaching Revolutionaries from thecoachingrevolution.com.